Hi there, I'm Alan Weiss from Howling Dogs International, and this is The Way I See It. You know, we talk about customers always being right, but that's a bromide of the first order. The customer is always right, except when the customer is wrong. Trying to perform acrobatics to please belligerent, unreasonable, incorrect clients can cost you far more than simply kissing their business goodbye. For example, for decades, Cross Pens, which is located up here in Rhode Island, had a policy of replacing and repairing any of its products, no matter what the cause. At one point, a guy who dropped his pen into his lawnmower, I guess presumably while keeping track of his grass clippings, promptly mangled it beyond recognition and was rewarded with a brand new instrument. I mean, the stuff became legendary and dumb. Cross went through a really hard time years ago, blown out of the water by its competitors, who were more in tune with the times and less concerned about the past. Cross missed quite a few dividends and has tried a lot of different things to try to rebound, sometimes with worse luck than others. But pleasing the customer at all costs wasn't a very good strategy. It makes for good press, but lousy profits. Even Nordstrom, famous for taking anything back even if it weren't purchased there, stopped doing it when they found women returning things with perspiration stains, under the arms, clearly having been worn, as though Nordstrom was some kind of free rental place. Nice for the customers, nice for prospects, not good for the shareholders. If there's even a reasonable supposition that your product was defective or your service was inferior, refund the money or provide a credit, you know, by all means. But if the customer decided that having worn the outfit, the look wasn't right, or having copied the software, the CD was defective, that's not really your problem. You know, that perspiration stain on the returned garment doesn't mean it's inferior. It means the purchaser's trying to pull a fast one. Trained and empowered personnel. And empowerment means being able to make decisions which influence the outcome of your work. Empowered personnel should have the judgment at the front line and point of sale to make determinations about whether someone is a wronged customer or a wrong client or just wrong-headed. They'll also know whether a refund or a credit or a refusal is appropriate. The savings in preventing management known as time from being involved is enormous. And saving your time as a consultant from trying to jump through hoops and balance a ball on your nose is rather significant. The signs of a lousy client or a poor customer and a bad apple overall would include the following. Number one, belligerent behavior, yelling, accusations, threats, stomping, generally breaking up the furniture. Two, lack of proof of purchase with the merchandise that may not be yours. I know someone who opened a clothing line and they immediately got a return request on an item that they didn't have in their stock yet. Number three, apparently perfect merchandise returned for suspicious reasons. I've had people try to return books and CDs to me, telling me that they weren't up to snuff. They didn't meet their standards. You know, it wasn't what they thought. And yet they had ordered $600 worth of stuff. Number four, a history of complaints and criticism. Lousy prospects make even worse clients. Have they been unfairly and unduly and ridiculously critical of your services? And finally, unreasonable demands and calls for immediate action. Nobody needs anything that afternoon. Nobody needs anything the next day. I mean, come on. There are some wonderfully effective ways to deal with bullies, who are your clients or your customers. First, diffuse the situation by acknowledging their complaint. I see you're upset. I'd like to listen to why that is and what's created the problem in your view. Second, focus on fact, not emotion or supposition, and don't concede the non-factual. You bought this item with the intention of installing it yourself, but now you're claiming that it was damaged when you opened it. Is that what you're saying? Third, refute any claims with facts of your own that may apply. Are you aware that it's our policy to completely check our merchandise prior to purchase and to ensure it's in the finest condition before it ever gets into your hands? Do you recall us doing that with you? Fourth, place the onus for the solution on the customer. Here's a great line. What exactly would make you happy at this point? So if a client says to you, I don't think the results are coming fast enough. I don't know that our objectives were legitimate. I don't think you've involved enough people. I'm just generally unhappy. I have a malaise, to quote Jimmy Carter. Then what exactly would make you happy at this point? Tell me about it. When people do this in hotel management, they find invariably that customers ask for less than they would have offered themselves. Finally, decide on your appropriate course of action. For a long-time client, you might issue a refund or a credit. For someone who's brand new, you might provide a partial credit. For someone who's nasty and threatening, you might just decide to tell him to take a hike. The importance of that sequence is to first calm the customers as much as possible, get them out of your sort of head, get them out of your priority list, and then take the time calmly to review the case objectively, determine its validity. Third, you make a reasoned judgment about your action. You give prudent business considerations to it. So adopt these policies. If you have a staff, certain people who should be empowered on the front line need to have that empowerment, and they should use their good judgment and resolve things on the spot. If it's you, give yourself that empowerment. Don't just assume the customer's right. Don't be bullied. Number two, there should be a latitude of action based on the history of the customer. You don't need an ironclad policy here. It can be very situational. What are the details of the unhappiness, and what are your reasonable conclusions? Three, if possible, try to mollify the complaining customer, but not at the sake of compromising your profits, your principles, or your prudence. The customer ain't always right. Fourth, resolve to lose some bad business rather than jeopardize your good business by accommodating unreasonable behavior and claims. That is, feel free to fire some of your clients. The customer's always right, except when the customer's wrong. It makes no sense to imperil your livelihood and your future over an empty bromide. I'm Alan Weiss, and that, as usual, is the way I see it. Oh, yeah, and the worst kind of customers? Friends and family. Send them to the competition.